Hi guys, good morning. How are you today? I know that you had a great day, and well, from wherever you're tuning in from or listening to this from, good morning, good day, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Happiness Ferguson and I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. It's been a while I've been here. Hopefully this will stay and I can do this more often and we can get to, you know, share thoughts and have a swell time together. On today's episode, I would just like to talk to you on, you know, what I'm about. I want to guide single people into making the right choice, especially when it comes to their life partner. You see, a partner, a topic like this is very sensitive, and because it's very sensitive, we get too carried away by the physical and we forget or we do not remember to take note of the other things that are more important. So, many people think that the marriage itself is the wedding preparations or the wedding ceremony. But no, it isn't. It's much more than that. Now, you want to be sure that whoever that you're involved with, you must ensure that this person is a person of character. You see, a lot of us take so much time looking at potentials instead of patterns. Now, we need to recognize that potentials do not give you anything to work with. Potentials are just something it could be or something that could be. But patterns will help you to have, you know, a vivid clarity about who you're dealing with. Patterns gives you an idea of the personality behind the person that you're trying to start up a family with or start up life with. Okay, you are going to be 80% of the time right when you begin to look at this person's pattern. And I must say, I know that many of us may think that it doesn't matter how long you know someone, as long as you both bond, as long as you are on the same page, you share same values, same principles, then there's no need to prolong or elongate the courting processes. You just go right ahead and say, I love you, you love me. We're both compatible. We share same views, same belief systems. And I think we can get along. So many people make these mistakes to think that that is just enough, you know, to conclude that this person is suitable to be a life partner. But that's not it. It's much more than that. It's much more than that. So it's very important to take your time to get to know this person. It is too important. And one way to do this, of course, that is not to say that even when you're in a relationship with this person or when you begin the relationship with the person and you spend a reasonable amount of time with the person, that is enough to say that you completely know the person. No, that is not what I'm saying. That's why I said that patterns would help you, would guide you. May not give you everything you want to know, but it will guide you into coming up with a brief summary of what this person is all about. And so it is important to take your time to get to know someone. It's important you ask the right questions, you meet the right people, people that he has been involved with, he or she has been involved with, his relationships that he has kept, And I always have an open mind when you're asking questions or when you're having to find out about this person. Have an open mind. Why I said so is this. Many of us are, you know, we get in love because we're so in love. You're a little bit biased about what you might be hearing about this person. And you want to come up with, well, after all, everyone have their past. Maybe that was in the past. Let's look forward now. The person might no longer be that way. I'll find out for myself. So in your bid to do all that, you are overruling the extra time and effort you're supposed to spend in really making your research about this person. So we get biased, we get sentimental. People tell us what they notice or what they know about this person. We get sentimental and be like, you know, that's your opinion. I'm going to find out myself. Please, this is to tell you, you need to have an open mind. You need to be, accept what they have said. And no one is telling you to rush in into making your judgments quickly with the information you're gathering, but it is just to have an idea of, it's just an information that you intend to work on. So you take your time to really, really get to know this person. Remember, you're spending the rest of your life with this person. You want to make the right decisions. I know for sure that there are challenges in marriage, of course, and no marriages are the same. Every relationships have their peculiar challenges. What I mean by that is this, because this family is having a challenge of their own, doesn't mean that particular challenge is going to surface in another person's relationship. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm just saying is that what is happening in this marriage is going to be very much different from what is happening in another person's marriage. Another person's relationship will be quite different. So, but there are different kinds of, there are challenges that happens in marriages, and of course they're not going to be alike. That's what I'm trying to say. So moving on, the relationship you're about to start, like I said, it's important to ask the right questions. When you're asking the right questions, I mentioned, have an open mind. Do not be biased or sentimental about what you're hearing. So keep that information, is something to work on. Then relax, take your time, and still get to know this person. Let me tell you, when you're starting a relationship with someone you already feel like could be a potential husband, you don't want to be in a hurry. You don't want to begin to feel like you don't have time. You have to do, you want to settle down like a number of us do. We want to marry. We just want to get married. We're in a hurry. We feel like, what's there to know? What's there to find out? We'll find out the rest in marriage. Hello. Marriage is not like that. It is something you want to be very, very calculative about. You have to ensure that you are coming in like a detective. Yes, I said that. You are coming in like a detective. You want to find out even till the details, to the details. Of course, remember, sometimes it may not give you accurate information, but also beware of people that would lie and feed you information that they feel that you want to hear. A lot of people may, at the end of the day, not tell you the truth. They may not tell you what it is that it stands for. That's why I said it's not enough to completely rely on the information you're getting from this person. Whilst you're making your investigation, you're asking questions. And when you're asking questions, whatever the person tells you, you need to take that information as well and probe further. If the person tells you he or she works in XYZ, you want to take your time to ensure that information is correct. Yes, take your time to ensure you want to find out that information this person gave to you is correct. Don't just accept it as it is. Remember, you're taking your time to know this person. Hopefully, you get some more time to spend with this person to date. Maybe you. I always advise that you take your time to get to know this, know whoever you're starting a relationship with. And for some people, the short time might work. For some people, it might not work. Yes, some people court for maybe 6 months or less. No, let's say 1 year or less. And they get married, they do all of that. And then begin to find themselves, get to know themselves more in marriage. Sometimes, in fact, most of the time, that might be risky. Especially when you have no track record of this person prior to the time you began to date or, you know, court, as the case may be. So, don't be in a hurry. Whilst you're dating, ask questions. Ask people, you know. And when I say do not have biases, this is what I mean. If one person tells you something, wait till you hear from another, like two or three persons, the same thing. And if these three persons are telling you something that is quite similar to each other, to what you have heard from the previous people that you asked, then you need to take a break and, you know, take note. Don't overlook it. Take note of that particular thing you're hearing about this person. So go further, ask more questions. So by the time you have done your survey, or, you know, of course, in this case, I want to use the word survey. By the time you have done your survey and the answers you're getting are quite consistent with each other, then you know that if either good or bad, if it is good, great. If it is bad, you know that this is something you really, really need to, you know, take a pause and reconfirm and ensure that this is not a red flag. Okay? So when you do that, you are already taking a huge step, a humongous step into, you know, what you're trying to achieve. All right. So this particular episode, this is exactly what I want to say. Take your time to get to know this person. Ask questions. If the person does not give you a correct answer or doesn't give you what you want to hear, or even when the person is trying to probably be sincere and he gives you his own answer, his or her answer, check and confirm, reconfirm. Do not go like you already know what you're asking. Reconfirm like you never had any prior information. So that you can genuinely get responses from people who might have been involved with this person in the past. You want to take your time to confirm that all of these things are true. If you can take your time to get to know this person, and because I said sometimes I will not advise that you know someone for only 6 months and you really, really, you know, just go ahead and get married immediately. I would always want to say that it should start from a friendship level. While you're being friends with this person, you are, you know, asking questions, you are, you know, having dates and going out to places where you can feel free, you know, play. You want to get to see how this person reacts to people, how he relates with people, rather, how he reacts to situations, what he does, his mode of his thoughts patterns, his thought processes, what his views about life is, what his intentions, his goals, his future plans are. You want to find out all of this. That's why it's important you take your time to get to know someone. You don't rush into the relationship and say, of course, I'm in love. What else? What's there to find out? As long as you love someone, that's all that matters. No, that's not all that matters, because by the time you get into this relationship or you get into the marriage with this person, you're going to get the shock of your life. And all of these things, this love you keep you're going on and on about, you may not even remember that you once loved this person. It may be something that you might regret doing, and you're finding out, why was I, you know, you're coming to the realization of, was I stupid or something? So you want to take your time to get to know this person. Take your time to court. Have relationships. Have time where you can just relate as friends. Date, go outdoors, have outdoor meetings, not indoor meetings, because when you're meeting indoors all the time, you're just trying to invite the things that you might not be ready for, which might be coming at a very wrong time. You don't want to expose yourself, you know, you don't want to expose yourself and be vulnerable at that point in time. You want to ensure you're doing it right, because you might regret it. You are definitely going to regret it. So I encourage outdoor meetings, dates, meetings with friends and family. Get to understand this person's relationship. Does he open up around people? Does he keep to himself? Why is he or she always on his own? Is it that he doesn't know what to contribute? Doesn't know how to blend and flow with the conversation? How smart is he? Can he hold conversations? How long can he hold the conversation? Does he have something inside of him to even give out? Because of course, you know, you cannot give what you don't have. So you want to ensure that this person can hold a conversation. What is his emotional stability like? What is he matured emotionally? Does he have empathy? Is he someone who is willing to take risk, make sacrifices for you? When I say he, please add that I'm also referring to the female as well. So these steps that you take are very, 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 they are too important. They are too important. So I'd like to stop this here. Let me know if this blessed you, if this resonates with you, or you agree, or you have, you know, contrary opinions. Let me know. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you.